in Siman Tov Samach Aleph, Sif Hey. And we did the Mishaburas until Sif Katan Chav Tes. We had a Mishaburas Sif Katan Chav Tes, which is on page 122. Okay, so in the case where one of the matzahs folded over, so that matzah is Osir, but the remaining matzahs which are in the oven are Mutter. Alashar matzahs Shebetaner. Even if they touch this matzah, which we said is aser, does not aser. Why is that? The touching. In halacha, we talk about there's something known as iser kochush, which is a lean iser, and there's an iser shomein, which is a fatty iser. So the fattiness of the item allows it to transfer from item to item and to spread more easily. And if it's not fatty, it's lean, which obviously matzah is lean as opposed to, let's say, meat, which has fat in it. When it comes to meat, we're not clear in our definition of halachah l'maaseh, but how fatty is fatty and how lean is lean. So we're always machmer, that's considered a dabar iser shamei. But something like matzah, we assume is not a dabar shamei, obviously. And so iser kochush does not transfer from one chaticha to another chaticha unless there's liquid in between. But he does say the following: in the place where it touched directly, even though it doesn't spread out throughout the other item, the place where it touched directly, what's called kedenatila, we are machmer that you have to remove it. And the shear is kedei netila. Now, it's interesting that the Sharetzion brings in Sukkotan Memches that there are opinions to say that the shear is kedei klipa, and he finds that to be very strange. That the applications of kedei klipa are different than over here. It wouldn't make sense that should be this issue over here, should be the klipa. Okay, now, the one question which we're going to have to address is,
the difference between kedei netila and klipa? You just slice them off the top. What's netila?
Netila is every etzba, the thickness of a finger's breadth. And kedei klipa is in halacha, it's given as a shear where, imagine on a fruit, you take off a layer, it needs a certain. It has to be thick enough that it will stay together as a layer. That's a clay klipa. So I don't know how many millimeters that is, it's much less than a clay klipa. The Mishabur will touch upon later.
It's much more than a clay
klipa. Clay klipa is much less than clay klipa.
Clay klipa
is much less than clay klipa. Clay klipa is about this thick. Okay, klipa is about that thick. Right? Make sense? Klipa is not just the outer layer. I'm just the outer layer. Netila is you're taking something away from it. Now, the Mishabura will touch on later on. Why don't we say the place that they touched, in the case that they touched, so that should be like a form of a kfula in the sense of the idea of kfula is that because there's the two sides of the matzah are touching, so that the heat doesn't get in there. Well, the place that the two matzahs are touching should be the same thing. So we should talk about that later on. Mutarim. But other matzahs are mutar, sifkat and lamed. Filu im nogu babamokam akefil. Even if, not only, so we had matzah A has a kefil in it. Matzah B touches matzah A. Even if matzah B touches matzah A, where the kefil is, matzah B does not become aser. Okay.
I thought it's kefula that it's considered hummus.
Right. Well, the Mechaber says even a case where it's mamash chametz, it touches chametz, it only takes kedei netila, the rest of the matzah is mutter. So it's be the same thing of touching the mokum kefil. If you'd have a strange scenario, which we don't have in our matzahs, obviously, but the scenario would be that there'd be some fat or some oil smeared on the matzah. So then the loch is, it's a different, whole different ballgame. Now, so in the case where the iser is shomein, is fatty, so the iser is shomein, it will spread out into the heter and all the way through the heter. Okay? But what about the case where the heter is shomein? So what happens over there? So l'chara, first you have to get the iser out of the matzah, which is osir, into the heter. Then they'll say, well, once it's fatty, it spreads. But how do you get the iser there? It's like this. Even if the heter is the one which is shomein, in logam b'mokam a kefal kulo osir. If it touches where the kefal was, so then it's osir. Why is that? So we say the following sort: the ozel heter mafatim leiser. The fattiness of the heter transfers into the iser. Bahabu kilo hugam ken shomein. So when you look at the iser, if it's fatty. Therefore, the iser spreads throughout the heter. But if the heter, which is shomein, touches the iser, not the matzah, which is osir, but not where the kefal is, then so when there's two steps to the process. First, the matzah which is kefal has a kefal in it, so the whole matzah is osur. Now the truth is first you have to get the iser from where the kefal is in the matzah to the other side of the matzah. Why should it move through the matzah? We said before, I mean, even if they directly touch, at best it moves because they're in a tila. So I should argue that where the kefal is, then an area of kedena tila around the kefal is also. The rest of the matzah is mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch, we asked the whole matzah. So he says, why is that? He says, because rechoshes maybe. Since they're mamash one piece, as opposed to the case of the mechaber, where it's two different matzahs, so where mechoshes maybe it'll be nispash at the time b'chol matzah. So that savora is we're not going to combine that savora together. Say, well, okay, now once it's nispashet, and now the dover shomein touched it. It's functioning not as iser but as b'liya. I guess that's what they're putting it. I have the iser itself, which is where the kefal is. I have the b'liya of the iser, which moves somewhere else. And now I have the dover shomein touching where the b'liya of the iser is. So that already, the shamnunis will not make it osir. We deal with the regular din of kedei netilah. So if it touches the makam kefal, which is the chametz mamish. So the shamnunis allows the chametz to become fatty. The chametz, which is fatty, now is these pasha throughout to the other matzah. But over here, the chametz part is not fatty, where the actual chametz is. It's just the belief of chametz which has moved. So now you're not going to say that the shamnunis of the heter to kematzah will go and make the belia of the chametz fatty enough that it should now be mispasha throughout the other matzah also. So you just need kedei netilah. Now let's say in ha'isah matzah hakfula shomein, if this shamlunas wasn't the heter matzah, it was the iser matzah, the seres of chaverto and geba b'chula. So that will last for the whole thing. So the other matzah will be totally also, not just kedei netilah. And the there, since the matzah which is heter, excuse me, the matzah which is iser, is shomein, so as soon as there's chometz in that matzah, that time chometz, the shamanas will take it throughout the rest of the matzah, So then already, if the other matter touches it, it's going to become osur.
In what case?
I'm sorry to say,
what? In what case?
In the case where the matzah of heter, excuse me, no, the matzah of iser is shamein. Right? So then already, I'm going to say that the flavor is going to pass from where the kefil is throughout the rest of the matzah. That's not just chashin, and maybe there's a flavor which moved. That's, we assume vada that it moved. Okay. Okay. So it means, so now I said the iser was here. This was shomein. The shamnunis moved throughout that matzah equally. So then anywhere in the matzah has a din of makam chometz. So therefore, if the heter matzah touches it, and shamnunis, the last of the heter matzah also. As opposed to in a case where the matzah of iser, the matzah which has the kefil, is not shomein. So you want to say that the iser, so there is this minimal movement from the makam where the chometz was to the other part of the matzah. Because in general, why should it move? And then I want to say, comes the shamnunis, and the heter will go into the iser, make it fatty, and then make it, let it be spashed throughout the other matzah. That's really, we're not going to go that way. But if the place where the iser the start was shamnunis, that's clearly going to be spashed throughout the rest of the matzah very well. So the chayotim, the sharatzion, it's a katnon gimel, points this out. Doesn't say in so many words. Says came Asher with Loshen and Magen Rom, but top him Zayin Sivkat and Chot Beis became Beir Shemam Achta Shekel. Why Mishochan Orcha Graz the Tzarchian? The Tzarchian over here is on this question. He says Nogeso Bekula means any place where it touches the Kafel Matzah, the Heter becomes Usher. And that he's raising the question. That the Tzarchian, is that true? So the Magen Rom seems to indicate like that. Rav raises the question of Tzarchian.
What?
What? If the Isser Matzah is Shomein, do I say that the Shamnunis of the Isser of Chometz, where the Kefil is, will spread out equally throughout the rest of that Matzah? And now when the second Matzah touches it, which is a Kochush, we say the Shamnunis of Isser will go into the second matzah and ask for the whole second matzah. Or not. It only asks for the Netila. So that's the Diyun which the Shartzin is raising. Okay. This is, it says, this is talking about if it happened Teicha Pesach. If it happened before Pesach, you found it on Pesach, but it happened before Pesach. Kimish and Nefes cut him Pesach. The main point was, but this, the transfer of any flavor which took place before Pesach. So then it's only also Rak Mokim Dibuka. So we're saying on Pesach, if you bake the matzah and it becomes a kefil, so what's usher is the whole matzah becomes usher. Before Pesach, we say what's usher is where the fold is. So the place where the two sides are stuck together, that's usher. Mishabur Lama Beis. The Svivoi Kedei Netila, and the area around where they touch up to the Shear of Kedei Netila. Okay. Vashar mutter, the rest of the matzah is mutter. After less, but who shishim neged makom kefil. Even if there isn't 60 against the place of the fold, because we say it doesn't spread. Im nimsa bebeisoy matzah kfula unafucha lachar apesach. You found that you had excellent the matzahs. You didn't necessarily check through them. You come after Pesach, you find a matzah which is a kofel or a nefucha, which we'll talk about later. Which you say it's also needed on Pesach. So is it chomer shavu lo Pesach? She says in the Bidiyah, but after Pesach, you're not mukhiyav to be machmer. and deal with it as Chomet Shavuot Lava Pesach. Okay. Because it's not a vali, it's a chumrah, so we're not machmer the din of Chomet Shavuot Pesach, which is the Rabbanon on top of this halacha. But this was, I do want to point out that on Pesach, or even before Pesach, you're baking the matzahs, and you see one of the matzahs folds, you should not use the same utensil to take it out of the oven as the regular utensil, if that's possible. Now, Lashon Shabur sounds like that it's only Mieshber if it's possible. In other words, it means he's comfortable saying if it's not possible, you can use the same Marda, even though the Marda is going out, touching this Chometz the Kamatza, this matzah which has a kefil in it. And then you're going to use it afterwards for other matzahs, so why is that acceptable? So Teretz says, I mean, we deal with the din of kefil as a chumrah. So the Gabi that it should ask to the Marda, we don't have another Eitzah, that would be definitely a Tircha, etc. They weren't Mechav you that. Okay. Now, so is this Mechav me now because of this Chashash to check my matzahs before Pesach? And I get X amount of boxes of matzahs before Pesach, so I should check before Pesach, make sure there's no kfulas or refuchas. So are you mechiv to do that? So the law actually says that the kids of Shulchan Aruch no, you see the most of the over here brings from the lechem haponim, which is appears on the kids of Shulchan Aruch, says that you should check it before, you should, it's toiv to check it beforehand. This way you won't come to mistake to eat it, or if you notice you have to burn it. In general, part of the job of the mashgiach is really to check for this. So this is, I think, the first year that I went through all of them before Pesach, all of my pounds of matzah. Usually I get try to go through a few pounds. I never have time to do all of it. Rosh Hashanah, I had a chance to do all of it this year. I still miss some. You know, I go through every single matzah, you know, make sure you notice every single place that there's not a kofel. It's a little bit hard. Okay.
What kind of, is this privately made matzah? I really haven't encountered it much at all.
These are made at Lake Matzah Bakery.
Yeah, I've had theirs too, and I haven't.
I found a significant amount of them. Yeah. You know, again, it's very common. You have it. There's two types of kefula, like we mentioned yesterday. There's a kofa, which is really a real bona fide halacha kefula, where it bends over. It's very common by the edge sometimes, like a little. Bends over. If it doesn't fold over to the point that it touches, it's not a kofel.
Right.
If it folds over to the point that it touches, so that's a mamash kofel. So that I found probably three or four of them. You know, it could be that long. The mamash sits right at the edge, like a little mashu, bends over, but bends over to the touches. So that's a problem. So you take it off, you take off that and you take off kedain and tila. There is a chumra to be machmer, a kofel which developed in the rolling process, which that meikir then is mutter. In other words, in the rolling process, sometimes a piece you're rolling your dough, so you might end up that a piece of the dough rolls in such a way that it rolls over a different piece, and then you bake it like that. So it's not really a kofel in the sense that the matzah folded over; it just roll it. That meikir then is mutter. The meister didn't be machmer on that also. So that already is, that's much more common, those little lines you see with this fold over in your matzahs. So that I found a lot of them. But the real halachic kafel is that I found about probably three.
I'm sorry to worry because those shouldn't be difficult. The real, the bona fide ones really shouldn't be so difficult to spot.
No, they're not difficult to spot. I mean, you know, Mashgiach goes over them, but he's going over.
I understand.
Right. Same, but you know, but I went through before Pesach. And I still missed a few. I probably found about 3 or 4 before Pesach. I mean, I had 12 pounds of matzahs, mm-hmm. and about some in the area of 10 or 11 matzahs per pound, very thin matzahs. So that was a lot of matzahs. You look over every one, so...
Maybe I just haven't gotten enough matzahs. You have just, maybe 4 pounds.
Okay. Nefucha. Okay, what is nefucha? So nefucha means that it blows up. Yesh b'zeh shnei perushim. There's 2 ways to understand the din of nefucha. So it was there was an air bubble in between the top layer and the bottom layer of the matzah. Means like the thickness of the matzah itself bubbled up, had an air space. So we're worried about that inside that space it didn't bake as well as everywhere else. Okay. Beis shlo nechlecha klau. There was no division of the layers of the matzah. Part of the matzah started to rise a little bit. The whole thing it grew thick in the middle. That it expands up in the middle. Those were machron. Both of these are considered in the fucha. Okay, so that's a surah. So now that Dominican that already it's different than a kafel. Kol matzah af b'makom shloim nafchol. There the whole matzah is osur. Afilu im haneficha hoyse rak be'achas min haksavas. Even if the nefecha was at one of the edges. Since the dough rose to create this gap, we have to be choshish that the dough is starting to rise. So even if they're shishim, they're saying, but what we're afraid of is that it's not just that spot; the rest of the dough also has a problem. This doesn't make a difference if you find it before Pesach or on Pesach. Now, Vayim Achronim, Shistimu, Shein Lesser, Elohim Kena Chalal, Hu Godol, Kol Kach, Kama Egos Luz, Shekar and Hazelnus. Kama Etzba Gudol Benini. It has a certain real, there's a real gap there. Significant gap. Like the size of it, you could fit it. You could theoretically fit a hazelnut or your thumb into that hole. Okay, that's number one. V'davka shol achelik elyon min hamatzah begoiva lamala, that the upper layer of the dough itself rose. Avimloi olam lamala. Expand up. There's a hole there. The Mishnah saying where there's 2 simultaneous concerns. One is the fact that it expanded blocked the heat from getting there as well as it should. So maybe it became chometz there. And the other one is the fact that it was nefucha itself is indicative of the fact that it started to rise. So the second argument will be a reason to answer the whole matzah. A situation where you don't have that, he says, which means in a case where the chelik, you know, the matzah rose up, but there was this hole there. So that's already the first concern of maybe the heat that didn't get there as well as it should, and maybe so that's like the idea of kofel, which the area itself is mutter, and the rest of the matzah is, excuse me, the area itself is osir, and the rest of the matzah is mutter. Furthermore, v'noisin afilu b'mokim hanekiv, el kashiyesh b'soicha avabuois, shkarim b'lezlich, shu simen l'chimitz. Avamukolok is mutter, if it's smooth like a regular matzah, that's mutter. V'miyesh b'matzah, shnei nekav nekav b'soich nekav, there's a hole inside of a hole. I don't know what that means exactly. Pashek Chaim can't chop the metzias. Question lasts kula. We say the whole thing is awesome. B'chol zegim neficha nasa betana b'pam rishon. When you baked it, this is what happens. Avam l'achar shenefet, it was baked fine. And then tocha was sabashuman, the person decided he wanted to make some fancy matzah dish, and he took the matzah, smeared it with fat, v'hechzirua l'taner, put it into the oven, v'nisbecha, and then it expanded. Shor l'kul yama, that's definitely mutter, because that's not an indication of chometz. It's already been baked. Okay. This halacha is only if the actual significant layer of dough has expanded in itself. But that which you have on the upper edge, you have a crust. And sometimes that crust pulls away from the surface of the dough as it bakes. So it creates a krum. That's mutter. Hana krum dak on the mouth, it's a thin, very thin, a delicate layer on top. Well, the emsa obi matzah, it's not in the actual thickness of the dough. Now, it sounds like pretty clear the definition. The only problem is, you know, there are definitely cases which we're not defining it. Lamaise is always much more challenging. You know, it's like, okay, so which one is this matzah? Is it in the thickness, or is it just the upper layer? So upper layer is mutter, thickness is also. Yesh mechanim shekosu. The matzah is daka shalonu. So now somebody raised the question, what about nowadays? How do we deal with our matzahs? Our matzahs are much, you know, their matzahs were much thicker. We'll talk later on that, you know, the shear is up to a, you can make it, where we had before, you can make it up to a tefach thick. Right? So you can imagine a tefach thick, you know, you could have an airspace in the middle. We're talking the layer, there's dough on top and dough on bottom, there's this hole in the middle of air. Our matzah is, he's saying, trying to differentiate between in the actual dough layer and between the dough and the top, this thin layer, I mean, there's almost nothing there to define it. So some Achronim writes, he brings this from the Shari Tshuva, from the Dvar Shmuel and the Brikki Yosef, the matzahs, daka, shalona, are very thin matzahs that we make, and lochash laha babois, vachalolim, and ikorami bachutz miifnim. These little bubbles there and air gaps are not a problem. Kederach ruba, the ruba hanasi machmasur, which come as you bake them. So they're not indicative of an act of chimutz taking place, that this second concern. And the first concern, that the fire won't get there, they're so thin, the fire's going to get there. Even if they're not that very thin layer on the crust, which we talk about, even somewhat into the thickness of the dough, because that's not really what they were talking about. But also, the case which he said, which is also that there's an aficha in the middle of the dough. And the upper layer is totally removed from the bottom layer. So obvious ksas, it has to be thicker to be able to have it be relevant. Okay. Meda. Shefilo ba'oven shahina fucha l'kul yama. In a case where it's definitely a fucha. Still, that's a chyak of shein lesser tarufta. In a case we got mixed into other matzahs, it's not us. Kim oisa matza atzma shenispacha within the yinkfula. I'm sorry, no. If you took it and you mixed it in, you took the, I guess you make some type of dish out of the matza. You don't see the flavor from the matza now, which is chametz thick, went to the other foods. You only ask of the matza itself. Rabbi Machman lesser hatarubis benefuchem. He disallows you to eat the whole food dish that you made, which you made it with matzah, which is nefucha, because it maybe it's chametz, it's like it's chametz, and therefore it's going to ash all the food. Even he agrees that if it's chametz, it's also no, we're not that machmer. We can be makel. Menir al kaponim b'shishim yesh lahakol. If there is 60. It's mutter. Prab and rikik and dak and shkamay matzah shalono, especially our thin matzahs. The mishnah yirtzel lahakmer kaponim in lahakmer b'taruvis. Even if you want to be machmer on the nefucha, and say not like we said before from the Dvarshim wall. Nowadays, there's no din of nefucha. No, there is din of nefucha. They say that it asks taruvis already. That's not that you're not mechayiv to do. Now, a case where two matzahs ended up lying one on top of the other, it's like a kofel and a tzotzer. She matzahs shoychus. Hainu, I feel a rock mixes matzahsu. Hayimunach batan, all mixes matzahsu. Not totally, even partially. Batam. Vishem mokam adibuk eno eshelacham, where the two matzahs are touching, the fire doesn't get there as well. Okay, and dinuk matzahs, and his kapel, but mixes like the case of the matzah, which is bent. The Nesser called Matzah Yoyna, Matzah Tatoyna, Shetatoyna, Shetachtoyna. If it happened on Pesach, both Matzahs are Rosh. Mimhoy is a Kodim Pesach, what happened before Pesach. Mezer Mokam Adibuk, Yimrechiv Gadol, Mimatzah Zul, Bechain, Kegavna, Mimatzah Shetatel. So you remove the place where they touch, plus another thickness of a Gadol, of a thumb's thickness, and that's called Kenetila, and that's, and the rest is Mutter. And that's true from the bottom matzah and the top matzah. You should be careful that if they've touched in the oven before they baked, they stayed there till they baked like that. If the baker immediately noticed it and he separated the two, so you're not going to ask over there. Lamaches. You should be careful that the matzah shouldn't touch each other when they're in the oven before they're baked, because the fire doesn't get there well. If they did touch, so that there was, it's not lying on top of the other; they're touching on the edges. Nogu benoshku zubazu. And there was neshicha. I guess that's how you pronounce it. There was biting. Biting means, with regards to the dough, then you pull the two of those apart. One of the part of the dough, part of the matzah, or the case of bread, would be the part of the bread, which is really from piece A, was pulled off with piece B. So piece B, as it were, bit a piece of. Out of piece A. I mean, so they just touch like mashu, you pull them apart, they stay separate. Your Rosendorf rolls, right? They pull them apart, they're separate. If they're really touching a lot, sometimes when you pull one side, you pull out some of the bread from the other side with it. It's called neshicha. Even in case of the Renoshku, they're not lying one on top of the other, but they're touching each other pretty strongly. So why is that mutter? The case of the layer one on top of the other, so one of them is not touching the oven floor. Here, it's touching the oven floor, both are touching the oven floor all the way to their edge. So the fire has the ability to get to that spot and heat it. So the fact that it's touching on the side, it's touching the matzah next to it, then we're not going to ask that bit yet. Let's hold it here.